Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is episode number 12 of The Positivity Effect, and I am your host, Dr. Tom. I don't know where you're listening from, but I'm up in New York, and it's finally getting quite chilly outside. We even had some snow. It seems the seasons, they're all just getting pushed back. But I'm here, I'm bringing the warmth to you guys with a little dose of positive vibes, so thank you for tuning in. Before we dive into today's call, if you love what you're hearing, please check out positivityeffect.com. You can catch up on all the show notes and the episodes, as well as subscribe to the newsletter. And guys, please write to me. Share with me a story of something that you're grateful for in your life. I'd love to hear from you. In addition to finding the show at our website, if you'd like, you could subscribe to the show on iTunes. Just search Positivity Effect. Hit that subscribe button and you'll never miss a positive message. I have a great show for you. For me, being up, you know, here in New York, I have somebody all the way on the other side of the world. His name is Harneet Bala, and he's a successful digital marketer who lives in India. You could check out what he's doing at harneetbala.com. And during this chat, Harneet takes us through his journey in the digital marketing space. He shares with us a difficult entrepreneurial moment and how he bounced back from it. Harneet has carved out a name for himself in the digital marketing space in India, and he's booked regularly for consulting and speaking engagements to share what he knows. What's so awesome about all this? He stays super humble through it all. So it's time. Let's dive into another episode of The Positivity Effect. Hey, Harneet, what's going on?
I'm really good, my friend. It's really going great as of now, and I'm really excited to be on the show.
Oh man, I am so excited to have you on. We were talking before, like, man, I think it's awesome that you are on this call with me right now. Like, you should be in bed right now, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of a workaholic person, so it's like always like 3 o'clock in the morning is like the usual thing for me. So I would say my day is just starting up.
I think right, like, so it, everybody has a certain time during the day when they are like just on it, when they are like ready to go. Like, some say the morning, the afternoon, and it, I guess it's the evening hours for you.
Yeah, I think it's like 24 hours for me, so it's like all at every moment of time, it's like just keep going up, hustling, and just moving forward. So whenever I work, I try to work with full efforts, and whenever I relax, I try to relax with full efforts as well, so that I'm like completely into 100%. I'm giving like 100% in everything I do.
Oh, I love that you just, that is, I love that. Like, when you're not working, you're giving 100%, and when you are working, you're giving 100%, right? It's not about like letting things fall by the wayside. You are on it. You know, there's times when you're working, and there's times when you're enjoying, you know, the fruits of your work and enjoying friends and family. So that's, I love how you put that. So simple.
Yeah.
So guys, I'm recording, it's audio, recording this from New York, and it's a little after 1 p.m. Harneet is over in India. Harneet, that's awesome, man. Like I said, that's dedication for jumping on this call with me today. I really thank you so much for being here, and you just said this is your most productive hour and time during the day when you are working your best. So thank you for taking time out of your busy day, you know, when you're producing things in your business, to really, you know, come on this call and share some time with me. I really, really appreciate it.
No worries, man. And I'm really kind of excited to have a word with your audience and share information with them. And I think that is the kind of a motivation to make me work at this moment of time. So attention is the only thing that is like really valuable to me. And if your audience and you are giving attention to me at this moment of time, there is no way I should be sleeping at this time.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, it was awesome that we had a mutual friend, you know, connect us. So thank you so much. Shout out to him. That was super special. You know, I don't think we would have had this opportunity to talk, you know, if it wasn't for Luis. So thank you, Luis. Just a little shout out to you, buddy.
Yeah, Luis is a good friend of mine, and he's really awesome. He always connects me with really high potential people all across the globe. And I think having good people in your network actually expands your network as well. And I'm really excited to have Luis as well as you in my network, my friend.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, before we started the call, I gave a little background, a little intro about who you are and what you do. And you're a marketing consultant. You're a coach, a speaker, but it was a process. And I love that we spoke about before we got on about that you've been really grinding at this and working at this for 6 years, and it is your passion. You found this passion that you like to help people establish and scale online businesses because you've done it yourself. You've built businesses online and you're into gadgets and you found your passion, what was the time in in Harneet's life before that? Where you weren't really as passionate and you knew it and was like, all right, I have to make a shift because this isn't working. I'd rather be doing X because, what I'm doing now is just, it's not for me, for what I'm, my purpose in life.
Yeah, so it was a complete process that took a long period of time, I would say, to transition from being a marketer and marketing yourself, or I would say learning marketing and then actually helping other people in their marketing. So I think there were a lot of ups and downs on the way that really helped me get to this particular pattern. So it all started with the passion, obviously, about the psychology as well as about these that you see around like laptops and mobiles. So I would say the combination of both of these things is actually digital marketing for me, because marketing is just like psychology. It is just like understanding how people are reacting to your message, what they think about your brand, and all of these things go into their head and these kinds of stuff. So kind of I basically started learning all of these things, reading every article that I see on Google, reading every book that I can actually find, reading every blog, listening to podcasts, watching videos, and kind of actively participating in forums and like question answers kinds of websites and these kinds of stuff. So eventually I was learning a lot of things, then implementing it on my own project. So initially it all started with SEO, and I was trying to rank some micro websites and then trying to flip them up from flippa.com. So it eventually really worked out great. I flipped a lot of websites by ranking them on top Google keywords, and then got a nice figure from there. Eventually, people came to notice about me from there itself, because it was like huge bids that were going around on my inventory that I was putting out on Flippa.com, and then people were like recognizing me, and then they were like contacting me up and asking me up like how you do it. Then I basically launched a course on that as well, that how to rank your my websites and make money from them. So eventually then I got started into the complete digital marketing world vertical, getting into paid social media marketing, strategic alliances, affiliate marketing, and email and social and whatever other fields you see, like marketing funnels and all that. Then there were a lot of results that were coming onto the picture, and people obviously noticed when you really do good work. And then people started contacting me again for some high-level marketing consulting. And that was the point when I actually thought that, hey, just helping out with your marketing yourself is like way too less to actually live, and you should actually add value to other people's life as well, rather than just trying to market yourself. And that was the moment then when I transitioned from being a marketer to being a marketing consultant and marketing coach or marketing speaker.
So much there, so much, that you did, and it really it was a process. Like anything we hear, and everybody that I've had on the show, it's always this process. And I love that you, without me having to ask, like you brought it up that it was this transition where you realized you wanted to start to contribute back to people, and you had this desire inside of you to contribute back. And how important is that in your own life? Like when we talk about Harneet, when he's not an online marketer, when you're not behind the keyboard, the kind of person you are, let talk a little bit about, some of the values that you have in life, and that, and how, having these values, they just, it spills over into how you like to contribute back and give and help other people build their businesses. And, I think if you were to strip the businesses away, like all those principles of what you're doing, they are who you are at, the core of who you are.
So, if you talk about other than the online marketer that I am as a person, I'm not a numbers person. So a lot of people talk about like materialistic things. A lot of people talk about like a large chunk of numbers. A lot of people talk about some jargons that would be like, hey, I am like a business to business person. Other one says I'm like a business to consumer person, and these kinds of other different terminologies that people use to describe themselves. I think I'm just a human to human kind of person. So let's say if I'm on the call right now and both of us are not online marketers, I'm just kind of all I would just try to see is what exactly is going on into your life, and then trying to figure it out that how can I actually add value to your life in some form. It might be like giving you a connection of mine or helping you out with your marketing because that is my skill set, or kind of telling you a couple of things that might really make efforts in your life, and I really expect the same out of that as well. So, as a person, I just want to be kind of have some good friends around me, have a, like a good network of people that I can trust around, and then we all can actually help each other elevate without even having like I would say without even worrying about invoices or these kinds of things. So, as a person, I'm just a human to human person. So every human that I see, I really want to like connect with them, add value in their life, and kind of want the same from them. So I'm just a friendly person who is like looking forward to grow my own network.
You know, and when you started to really just really start to connect a lot with so many people and learn from so many different, you know, ideologies and just have this network of, you know, growth of your network was growing and growing and you're learning how to market online and, you know, what was that impact on you and your business when you really when you realized, hey, I gotta surround myself with people either at my level or even above my level and just learn and learn from them and continue to humble yourself and like I, you know, all right, if I don't know something, I'm going to continue to reach out and connect with good people. You know, what was, how did that start to impact your business and what you do?
Yeah, I think this was the biggest quality that had a lot of impact on my business, because at times people tend to be like persons that they know everything and that they don't need any person's help, and they are like really afraid to be to say that yes, I was trying to give up, or I was not, I was a big time failure, or I didn't knew these things. Can you help me out? And these kinds of stuff. I think it's really kiddish. And if you are really really grown up person, or if you have really achieved success at a certain point of time, you would be so humble that you would obviously not kind of being in a fear that any person would judge you. So any person that is actually doing that is not in a position where he is or where he is telling you, because he is having a fear that you will judge him, right? Now, I don't have that fear because I know what I have in my pocket and I know what I have in my business, and there's no point of that other person would kind of question my success on me. So I'm like really open whenever I feel like I don't know anything. If on this podcast as well, while recording, if you even ask me, hey, Harneet, did you thought about any time of life like giving up or quitting and trying to get back into a 9-to-5 thing and all that? I would say yes, I have quit millions of time on myself, I would say, and I have thought of giving up like thousands of time again as well. Like I don't think I would be able to do that in my early stages of life. So I think being humble and trying to ask and trying to kind of just tell people that you need help with and be proactive with thanking them as well and with implementing of the ideas that they give you had the biggest impact on my business, I would say.
You know, it's powerful that you brought that up about, you know, being transparent and saying, oh yeah, there were times that I was struggling and I wanted to quit, I wanted to give up. I know in my own life that's so true. You know, it's not when you're trying to create something out of, you know, you wouldn't say nothing because you're learning from others and then you're trying to, you know, you're always trying to build a better something, you know, whatever is in your heart and you're learning and, you know, even if somebody had created it before, you're trying to take it and learn from it and then contribute it back to the world in your own, you know, you make the world in your own image, in your eye of what you see. And, you know, like you said, there was times that you failed a lot and you know, you quit and you think about quitting, but you keep getting back up, keep getting going on. And I think it's so important for us to hear that, because it's so easy to have that mindset, you know, Harneet. And so maybe could you talk about a specific time, you know, give us an example, give us a story, tell us a story where it was really tough and you knew that, all right, I have this network, I'm going to get back up. You know, maybe there was a time when the business, you know, you had a month where the business wasn't doing well and you're like, it's okay. I'm going to keep pushing forward. And I know that ultimately I'm moving in the right direction, because I know this is not an overnight success type of thing. This is who I am. I am going to be creating this brand to help other people build their businesses.
Yeah. So I would like to get back onto the time when I was actually having no connections. And this was the first time I was thinking like I got a breakthrough, and I was like really excited about it. And I was like, yay, I just made it, or something of that sort. Now how it really happened, was like, I just completed my college, and I was like already into digital marketing from 2 years while I was in college itself. So I was already kind of completely understood the complete marketing scenario and all of these things. So then I kind of opened up a complete office in my town about of a web marketing or web designing company, I would say. And then there was like a huge investment done by a friend, my friend's father, and all of these things. So we opened a nice office. We hired a lot of people.
And I'm going to say, I'm sure that wasn't easy, you know, having that, you know, somebody else investing in you, you know, which is amazing. Yeah. But then you're thinking about it, oh my gosh, if I don't do this, if you have all these doubts, right? All these fears.
Yeah. So you would be laughing when I tell you the end of it. So it was like, we really had a nice office, hired a lot of people, and kind of just got started. And I was like, hey, yeah, I just got to be an entrepreneur and things are like good.
I got the office.
Yeah, I got the office. I got the visiting cards and it says chief executive officer, and
that's right.
I have a lot of employees. Right. When I enter my office, the employees say, hi, sir, how are you? Or good morning, sir. And things were like looking cool. Eventually, my company failed up in the first 3 to 6 months only. So it started dying while it was like 3 months. And then by the sixth month, it was like completely dead, because we were not able to get the kind of exposure we were looking after and kind of clients that we were looking after. And it eventually failed up. So it was a big loss of kind of, I would say, my relations along with the financial, and I was in debt. Now, this is how it ended up. So I was like, okay, I was thinking this was the breakthrough. So what was this? So it was like, you just got breakthrough from the middle. And I was like, okay, so this is kind of what breakthrough means, right? So that was the time, but eventually I knew that what I am from inside, and I got back up and I was like, I'm going to do it again and I'm going to try it up again. My advice over here would be like, take a little bit of break whenever you feel like you need it. There's no point of pushing a wall every single day. So you can even take a couple of months or a couple of weeks of break in between your failures and then try to get back up.
And, you know, thinking about the word gratitude, you know, how important was that word for you when you were at that time, when you had to realize, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this experience. I'm grateful for what I have. And through that, you know, I'm not going to let it take me down completely. I'm going to learn from it and I'm going to move forward.
So I think positivity is the only thing that will actually move you forward. I have never met a person that has said to me that I was always negative, that I would never be able to do it, and I still did it. I have never met a person like that. So gratitude really helps you to get in a positive mindset and really kind of get in a mindset where you actually feel like that, yes, you are capable enough, and that, yes, you are deserving enough. That this is the biggest thing, because a lot of people don't think they deserve it. And gratitude really makes you think like life is really fine. It's fine. No, nothing is going wrong. Everything that is going wrong is temporary. So I still have a lot of things that I can be positive about. I have the power. I have my brain. I have my strengths. I have a laptop and an internet connection. I have social media profiles. So you can be thankful for a lot of things. I have like support of my family. I have like good friends, good connections and all of these things. So remembering all of these things and kind of thinking about it that yes, there are a lot of still options opened up for me really gets you in a positivity mindset, and then you basically get into a state of achieving a lot of things. So 100% it makes a lot of difference in your life.
And you're trying to really create, you know, we talk about this ripple effect, creating a ripple effect of positivity in the world. And that's a metaphor for anything in life, whether it's business or in our families and our friends and our relationships and our finances. You know, we're creating this ripple effect. And you're doing this. And so thinking about where you are in this journey of online entrepreneurship, and you know, what is something right now that just you're working on, and or you know, some consulting services you do that it just keeps you up at night because you're just so excited about it. You know, I want to hear about that, just so you know, for myself and others listening, I want to, you know, hear the energy from you, you know, and really pick up on, you know, Harneet and who he is and what he's looking to do and how he's looking to give back to this world.
Yeah, so there are like multiple different options that multiple hats that I wear every single day. So one of them is obviously consultant. So I help really online businesses get established and scale using my consulting services and using like a lot of resources that I have with my team and with my connections that I have. Another hat that I wear every single day is like of a coach. So a lot of people come to me for the coaching thing, like how to build a brand, how to be a personal authority, how to actually try to do all of these complete marketing things and stuff like that. So I really have to be a leader actually, and get them in a position or get them in a state of mind that they try to achieve a lot of different things. Then I do a lot of speaking as well. I speak at corporate professional areas. I speak at universities on digital marketing and how you can actually identify and use digital marketing to achieve your organizational objectives. So this is pretty much I do as well. And I try to add as much value as I can using my 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever time frame that I have for my speaking thing. And now at this moment, I'm really into podcasting a lot. So I'm giving interviews almost every single day. So I don't know, this is like my 25th or 35th kind of interview. I still don't remember the counting of that.
That's so awesome. That's great.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to build my brand along the way as well.
You know, you said an interesting phrase. You said, you know, become helping others, like, you know, specifically for you, you're helping others in the online entrepreneur world. But you said this phrase of helping, you know, like be a voice of authority in your niche or in, you know, in business. And maybe somebody may feel that, you know, I'm struggling with this. You know, maybe, let's talk about maybe, you know, maybe eating better in their life, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to someone that would say, hey, Harneet, you know, I'm struggling with this. How could I, you know, those doubts and the fears that we talk about. How could I ever be an authority, you know, a voice in this? You know, I care about this. I'm trying to improve it upon myself. Because wouldn't you say you're a voice of authority in the online marketing world, but you're not perfect yet. You don't know everything. You're still learning yourself, but you're still also teaching. You're being that voice of authority. You know, I think it's important for someone to hear that, you know, because they may feel I have nothing to contribute right now because I'm struggling with XYZ.
Yeah. So now the reason my friend here happens is, When you talk about the word authority, it really feels like you should know everything and you have to be like at a broader authority. So no one is actually saying to be the president of a country. So don't actually think like being an authority is just like being the president of a country, right?
Right.
Now, being an authority can be as good as just like being an authority on drinking water. It can be like you are the best one in that and you know what exactly is the right procedure of that, or I would say what exactly is the right quantity of water that you should have throughout your day, and then you can teach other people on that. I think you are an authority on water and kind of water habits of every single day. So when you are starting out, I would say try to become an authority on a very smaller niche that is actually not a niche even, but then try to be an authority in that. So Let's talk about online marketing for a minute. Let's say you want to be an authority in online marketing world. So online marketing actually has like 15 to 20 different verticals, right? So it's like social, it's like email marketing, it's like marketing funnels, it's like digital PR, it's like strategic alliances.
Yeah, and webinars.
Webinars, like there are like hundreds of these different verticals, right? Now, I would suggest you to pick one of them. Now, one of them can be, let's say you picked up webinars for a minute. Now, I would actually advise you to go even deeper with that. So it can be like, I'm just the expert of doing webinars in the fitness market. And then I would actually like to go even deeper with that. So you might be an authority in kind of webinars of kind of in fitness, where actually you teach men's to actually build the body that they are looking forward. Or it can even go deeper, like you can be an authority in webinars for men who are looking forward to build more muscles, but specifically abs, right? So try to be an authority on a very smaller niche and then try to expand it up.
And you know, that importance of, even if you're not there yourself, it's okay. It's because you be completely transparent, right, to your audience. Or even if it's you're not online, you know, if you're, maybe you're talking about marketing to locally, to people in the neighborhood, you know, you don't have to be, like you said, the president. You don't have to know everything. And when people meet with you and they see that you're transparent and that you yourself are saying, hey, I am not the expert yet. I am also learning myself, but join me on this journey as I teach you and I teach myself as well. People really respect that, right?
Yeah, you can do that as well. But in here, you have to make sure that you are really authentic and you really know what you are teaching about. So make sure you don't read a couple of ebooks and then try to teach people, because theoretical and practical knowledge are really different. So make sure you have a good gap in between of your learning and then your implementation and then you getting the results and then transferring that results or the knowledge to your audience, right?
I like that you made that point that they're really, you know, anybody could jump in, but you should also, you know, you got to be realistic. You have to recognize that there is a certain level of education knowledge you need to implement first before you could start, you know, really reaching out and teaching others. I mean, you could be doing one-on-one type things and sharing your knowledge. But like you said, when you're in the online space and you're looking to reach a lot of people and help a lot of people in a certain niche, you have to be realistic that you can't just jump into it immediately. You got to have a little bit of experience and knowledge.
Yeah. Now, for a quick example, a lot of people actually last year were coming to me and they were like saying, hey, I want to be on the podcast. Do you think it would really help me out? And I was like, I don't know, man, because I was never being on podcasts. And it was like a different market for me that I have never touched about. But there were a lot of inquiries coming up. And then I said, okay, let me just try it out for me first. And if they really work, then I would try to get other people on board as well. Mm. So here I am like giving my 25th or 35th. I still don't remember the exact number because it is like every single day I'm giving one.
That's great.
So So I'm just trying out to see whether being on podcasts actually helps elevate your brand or actually helps you get more clients or whatever the end result looks out to be. And then I might be able to tell people if anyone says to me, hey, I want to be on podcast because of this reason. And then I can actually say to them that, yes, it works, or no, it doesn't work. Right.
Right. You know,
so I
think it's a great,
I'm on the process of that.
It's a great, you know, it's a really great medium because so many people we're so busy, you know, in our lives nowadays. I mean, busyness has always been there, but I don't know. Maybe just because everything is so digital and technology and connected, and it's we're so connected with our technology that we get busier. And having this opportunity to have this audio, you know, Tony Robbins likes to say net time, no extra time. And people can listen to these podcasts when they're driving or when they're doing the dishes or doing the laundry, you know. And it's we're reaching more and more people every day with these types of shows. It's really powerful.
Exactly. So the main concept is that you actually should learn all of these strategies yourself, then implement it, see the results, and then actually transfer this knowledge to other people.
Yes. So Harneet, when we connected originally, you know, a few weeks ago, you were telling me about a book that you are involved in. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the book has been launched on 19th of November. And that book has been launched by Melissa, and the book is all about millionaires and money. So there are like 15 millionaires around the world that are featured in that book. And we all have like one different chapter of each one of us. And like, it's really cool. So there are like a lot of strategies or like daily routines, some of like key, I would say, hacks or whatever you want to say, that daily rituals that we use every single day to try to achieve the goals.
Excellent. Excellent. So I'm going to put a link to the show notes for that book, because I definitely want the listeners to check that out. And I want to ask you one last question. It's kind of a big question. You know, it's pretty deep. And I like to ask everybody this, because it's a good way to end the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So Harneet, if you were suddenly at the end of your life and you were reflecting mm-hmm. on all that you have been through, all that you created, you know, when we think about, you know, the online marketing world that you're in, what kind of impact would you want to be remembered for?
Yeah, I think that's a really nice question, because it is the ultimate goal that we all work for. Legacy that people actually talk about behind our backs and after we leave this beautiful planet Earth. I think the legacy that I want to be remembered for is like I was the person who actually helped people get out of the situation that they were stuck at, and actually try to make them the one percenters that they have always looking forward to become. So I really want to help as many people as I can, as a human person is possible, to actually make an impact in their life by helping them establish their online businesses and these kinds of stuff, so that they can really live the freedom lifestyle and the lifestyle that they always wanted of, and they can actually achieve everything that they have always dreamed of. So this is one thing that I would really love to live for.
Oh, it's so powerful. And I love that you said, you know, helping others, you know, find that 1%, because it's all there. Everybody has that 1% in them. It just has to be pulled out. You know, it's not that you create it. It's already in you. You just have to connect with the right people and read the right resources and focus and, you know, have the right people in your lives. Really, it comes down to having the right people in your lives, I think, because, you know, when you have somebody like yourself, Harneet, you know, especially if you're looking to create an online business, you're helping that person, and you're in their corner, and you're rooting for them, and you're helping them obtain the goals that they're trying to achieve. You know, they're there already, but you're just kind of helping them. You're looking from the top of the trees while they're in the midst of the forest, and you're looking down, saying, you know, don't go that way, don't go in that direction. You should try this direction. So very powerful.
Yeah, so it's like brain is mine, and the hands are there, and the combination of both of these things get into that phase, right?
That's right. That's right. So Harneet, so awesome having you on today. Our audience, they're well aware that they can find links to everything that we mentioned in today's episode by going to positivityeffect.com and clicking on the podcast tab, and your name will come right up. So thank you so much. It's been awesome.
Awesome, man. Thanks a lot for having me on the show, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. I've definitely been empowered by your positivity and, you know, the example that you lead in this world. So thank you so much, Harneet. Be well, and we'll talk soon.
Awesome. Bye-bye, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests each and every Monday. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency and compassion and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. I would also love to hear from all of you, so please write to me, because every Sunday I'm going to share an inspiring story from one of the listeners, just like yourself. If you have a story where you exhibited compassion towards someone or you paid it forward, I'd love to hear about it. So thanks again. If you love the show, please head over to iTunes, leave a review. It means the world. Take care, and talk to you next Monday.